Where did I put my socks? Where did I put my socks? Where did I put my socks? Okay. Yes, yes, Grace.
For a long time and I can't find my shoes.
Oh. Did you try downstairs in the room where you were watching TV yesterday? Well, I'm just getting dressed. I'm just about to throw on my shirt. And I'll meet you downstairs. Oh, would you knock off the light in your room, please? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Oh, good. Yeah, today's Thursday. It's Thanksgiving. That starts with a T. Yeah, what is Thanksgiving? A minute ago I had an idea I wanted to express, really, and explore it through expression. And it's Thanksgiving. The 25th. In a month's time, Christmas Day is the 25th. And the 25th of January is Burns Night. So the 25th has got something special about it in my world. But Thanksgiving, all of our world. You know, we all can give thanks. Let us give thanks. And in fact, some religious people have a phrase, "Let us give thanks, O Lord." And that's just because I grew up in a Christian tradition. I know that phrase. There will be phrases of thanksgiving in wherever humans are gathered. There are phrases of thanksgiving, because thanksgiving is of the essence, at its essence, at its core. When you split its atom apart, we are all thankful. We are all dependent on others. We are all linked with others. We are not alone. And that means that we collide, we interact with others, and that inevitably creates the relevance of Thanksgiving. And of course, there's a particular reason why today is Thanksgiving in the United States of America. And there's such a big community, the people of the United States of America. They are so influential. They are so, well, I suppose you'd say powerful, that whatever the Americans celebrate, in a sense, we all become aware of. So Thanksgiving is now. But for all of us, Thanksgiving is now. We may not be expressing it right now, but we are unconsciously thankful. Our unconscious, I was going to say mind, but I'm just going to call it, you know, yeah, mind, or unconscious mind. I don't want to put the unconscious in any box. My toe has a state of unconsciousness. So that's the way I think. So being thankful is the human. The human way is to be thankful, even at our most difficult, where we are not in touch with our own thankful being, we are thankful. So when we express it, it gives joy, it gives satisfaction. We feel good to be thankful. We absolutely do. It pleases us to feel thankful. We feel more human as we register, express, share. And we don't have to share our thankfulness. We can be thankful alone. We can be thankful in solitude. We can be quietly, thoughtfully, mindfully, if you like, thankful. Verbal expression is only one. Oral expression, or, you know, expression directed at a person is one manifestation, and only one manifestation. We can be thankful to the universal. Humans are thankful to the universal. It is tricky and difficult and almost confining to express our thanks. It is also to one single person or for one to say, I am thankful because, or I am thankful for this or that. The state of being thankful is a general state. It is the most natural state, because it's the state at which we feel at our best when our consciousness connects with it. So it is the most satisfying state to be thankful. So it's not an act of will alone, although it can be an act of will, and it is an act of will. I have a list somewhere of all the individuals to whom I feel most thankful. But behind that lies the state of thankfulness. It is in the DNA of being human that we are thankful creatures. So today, Thanksgiving Day, is a natural expression that we can all identify with and that will bring us into a satisfying bond with the people in the United States of America, or should I say, the North Americas. I don't know what I should say. I know what I have said. Thankfulness, being thankful, is being human.